3, 2, 1. It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, this Resurrection Sunday weekend, we want to take a moment to rehearse some of the conversations that I had with our broadcast partners so that we can get a better understanding of how things are going to play out in the end and how the stage is being set. And this will give you an opportunity to contact some of your friends as well. Let them know about the conversation, some very important information they need to listen to. Contact a friend and then tell them to go to prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. It's radio when you want it, when you have an opportunity to listen to it. For example, we talked with Ken Timmerman in the Washington, D.C. area. We talked about the fact that the Ukraine is on the brink of civil war, even possibly a world war. Very, very interesting conversation with Ken. David Dolan and I had a Middle East news update, high security for the Jews and Christians during Passover and the celebration of Resurrection Sunday. All of this happening in the same week in Israel. Winky Medad talked about the violence on the Temple Mount and how the Palestinian terrorists are trying to keep the Jews and Christians off of the Temple Mount. And then he gave us a report about the priestly blessings that took place at the Western Wall during the middle of the week, a very, very special time. David Wilder, living in Hebron, the oldest Jewish community, talked about the Passover celebration that was taking place this last week in Hebron. Dr. Rob Congdon gave us updates on the European Union and how Russia and China are forging closer ties to deal with the Ukraine and the European Union and the impact that the European Union may have on Russia if they implement sanctions. Then David James talked to us. We had an interesting discussion on the movie Heaven is for Real. It's just now out in the theaters across the country. It's been a book that people have been able to read, a bestseller in the New York Times list of best-selling books. But now it's a movie, and we had a critique on the movie and how it may or may not fit the biblical description of heaven. These conversations, again, let me remind you, must be listened to by you and possibly your friends. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. PTRN is the location where you can listen or re-listen to these conversations. But I would like to take a moment during the time we are looking at the Word of God to think about Resurrection Sunday and the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's an event in history that has more evidence to prove its authenticity than any other event in history. By the way, may I remind you, all the apostles went to their death, and some of them dastardly deaths, never denying the fact that Christ resurrected from the dead, always defended it. And by the way, I personally can tell you the resurrection did happen. Because of that resurrection, I have eternal life through Jesus Christ. That is an absolute for sure. Let's think for a few moments, if you will, about the accuracy of Jesus Christ. Remember, he foretold that he was going to have to go to the cross, he would be buried, and then resurrect from the dead. That's Matthew chapter 16, when they were there with his disciples at Caesarea Philippi. And after Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God," Jesus said, "I'm no longer going to offer myself as king. I'm going to Jerusalem. I will be crucified, buried, and resurrect from the dead." Peter said, "Not so, Lord." And the Lord said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." You know, in the next 6 months leading up to that period of time of his death, burial, and resurrection, he taught that same thing continually. In fact, the evening before, at the Passover Seder, before he would be crucified the next afternoon, he said in John chapter 13, "I tell you this before it happens, so that when it does happen, you can know I am who I said I am." We must remember that Jesus Christ had to die before he could resurrect from the dead. He spoke about that issue, and in fact, he said, Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, that he would be in that grave 3 days and three nights, and he resurrected on Sunday morning before the sun came up. He met then with his disciples, went to the Galilee, over 500 saw him there in the Galilee. He gave evidence that he had resurrected from the dead. And that gives authority to Jesus Christ. Remember his own testimony, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18. He said, "I am he that was alive and dead, and I now stand before you alive." Now, that authenticated the fact that Jesus Christ had the authority to tell about the future. In fact, in that same chapter of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 19, he tells John to write down those things which were, which are, and then which shall happen hereafter. The entire book of Revelation, it gives us the information about the future and what is going to take place. Jesus Christ, in Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, is the spirit of prophecy. He's the focus of Bible prophecy. He lays out the scenario. Judgment during that 7-year period of time to bring the earth and earth dwellers under submission so that then his Father, God the Father, can give him a kingdom, a dominion that will be forever. It says in Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12, Jesus will build that kingdom temple that will stand on the Temple Mount after that 1,000-year period of time forever. By the way, there is going to be a temple in the tribulation period. Jesus talked about it, Matthew 24:15, when he said, remember that prophecy of Daniel, the abomination of desolation. That's Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. So Jesus Christ had the authority to tell us about the future. He said the temple would be totally destroyed. It was totally destroyed in 70 AD. And Jesus had the authority to tell us about the future because of his resurrection. But then because of the resurrection, we anticipate what is going to happen. The anticipation for Jesus should cause us to keep looking toward the skies. He's gone, according to John chapter 14, to prepare a place for us to be forever. The next event on God's calendar of activities is the rapture of the church. That will be followed by the judgment seat of Christ, which helps us to determine what our wedding garment is going to be. We'll have a marriage to Jesus Christ, then the marriage celebration, the marriage supper of the Lamb, and he will then set up his kingdom after God the Father gives him that kingdom. Remember, God the Father said in Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, that when he sees the Son of Man, that would be Jesus Christ, coming in the clouds, he would then give him his dominion, his kingdom, and it would be forever. That kingdom is yet to come. We'll be married to Jesus Christ and ruling and reigning with him during that time. But everything I've talked about follows the rapture of the church. I mentioned the rapture already. That's the next event on God's calendar of activities. Not one prophecy has to be fulfilled before the rapture of the church. And basically, having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...